This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, pretty much every day of the year, we're here taking your calls about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And, Jay, I don't know if you're paying much attention to the presidential race out there, but I've been keeping an eye on this gal named Tulsi Gabbard. Have you?
Well, a little bit, because in my listening, from what I understand, she's the only one who's actually on a Democrat side that is actually anti-war, or against war, it sounds like.
I think it's probably more accurate to say she's against these wars. Like, she, you know, she's not a principled pacifist or anything like that. She's a vet, and as a vet, I think she has a view on conflict that is born out of the fact that she might have had to go over there and die for it.
So when you say these wars, you're talking about the wars that have been going on while the generations that are pretty much alive are alive, like the last 20 years probably?
Yeah, those, you know, the most recent ones especially. I don't know what she feels like on Vietnam or whatever, but currently, there are people in the military right now that have not lived in a world without conflict.
Right, yeah, because it's been 18, 19 years we've been on Afghanistan occupation.
Or basically, conflict. More or less, you know, if you consider somebody who was born, 2001, because obviously they weren't paying much attention prior to that, but they were born in 2001, they their whole world has been the United States, everybody's out to get us.
And anybody who served in Afghanistan, unless they're really, really ignorant, has got to understand that the whole purpose of the Afghan, you know, occupation is literally to keep a steady supply of opiates going. The heroin trade, I mean, you know, Silver Dave's one of my best friends. He's been talking about this, you know, for 10 years.
A almost. Former Green Beret.
And every time I mention to somebody that's done time, as I refer to it, in Afghanistan in the military, I just talked to a guy at an auction a couple weeks ago. He works for the auction company. And he says he was a Marine. So where'd you serve? He goes, oh, I was in, you know, Afghanistan. And I says, so would you say that the heroin supply in the United States is being subsidized by the U.S. military? He goes, absolutely. He goes, that is a perfect description. He says, literally, we were told not to interfere with basically the opium production, is what he had to say.
Yep. And that's it's one way to look at it. What I've got to argue here is, what I would say is about Tulsi Gabbard is that for some reason, I don't know what that reason is, I wouldn't claim to know, but basically every mainstream news article I see about Tulsi Gabbard is a hit piece on this lady. Now, I don't particularly
All the mainstream supports war.
Right. I don't particularly like Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm certainly not calling her a libertarian. If I had a Democratic primary vote, and I will not, I'm going to remain a Republican voter for that particular primary season, which means that I don't get to vote in that primary because, well, the Republicans have already picked their guy. I guess Bill Weld is claiming he's going to run, but regardless, it doesn't really make a difference whether
I thought he was a libertarian last time around, old Bill Weld there.
something happened.
He was at Pork Fest, and I really wanted to heckle him, but I just wasn't prepared. He was speaking, but I was busy setting up for the Free Ross auction and getting things going, and he was on stage speaking, and if I actually knew he was going to be there, like maybe if I actually looked at the schedule, I definitely would have heckled him a bit.
Well, either way, whatever happens with Bill Weld, for some reason the mainstream media is after Tulsi Gabbard. And I don't understand why, and everything that they say is about her position on conflict. And that says to me that for some reason the mainstream media is anti-pacifist. And I don't mean a pacifist in the sense where you're talking about somebody who's like, well, I just wouldn't do anything if you decided to beat my wife up in front of me. That's not a pacifist, all right? That is a anti-life position of insane people. That's not what a word, in order to have a meaning, must have a real, it must be concrete, it must be understandable. And whereas this idea of pacifism, to the point that you simply will not meet aggression with anything, that's not, it's fiction. It doesn't even make sense. No one will do that.
Right.
Even a person that claimed that they would do that wouldn't do that.
I said something about being a libertarian to somebody in passing the other day, and a lady says, yeah, I just can't get on board with you isolationists.
Right.
This was actually at a market in Manchester, New Hampshire, a little health food store.
Sure. So isolationism to these people means not dropping bombs on other people's kids.
Right.
Because look, which nation is isolationist? What makes it an isolationist? And if that's the case, if whatever, you know, whatever you claim makes a nation isolationist, either almost all nations in the world are isolationist, in which case the United States needs to stop what it's doing. If isolationism has to do with prosecuting wars around the world, being the world's cop, effectively.
The only isolationism I see amongst nations is literally a side effect of sanctions by the United States and its friends. This really, I mean, of what I can tell, I haven't been to really any other countries, but what I see, what's going on, and I'm hearing in media and stuff, it's just a side effect of sanctions.
Yeah, there's not very many isolationist countries out there that want to be isolationist.
Right.
So isolationist means not doing economic business with other countries, and no libertarian is advocating for that. There are isolationists in America. Pat Buchanan would probably wear the title proudly. I agree with him on a lot of issues. One of those issues isn't foreign trade. I don't agree with tariffs. I don't agree with the ideas. Tariffs are taxes that Americans pay. And we live in a global society, and in a global society, you need to do business on a global scale. Nobody who's listening to me can buy an American-made toaster. They just don't have them anymore.
Yeah, not unless you found one at a flea market or something, or a swap shop.
Right. Your money is then going to an American for the toaster, but I don't even know if that toaster that you found at a swap shop is American made. You'd have to go back to a pretty old toaster at that point.
And getting back to Tulsi in the mainstream media, I mean, at the very least, you know, war sells headlines, if that's what mainstream media wants to do. But I think mainstream media is more influenced, first off, by the shareholders that own these large corporations like, you know, Fox or MSNBC or Clear Channel or whoever the handful of conglomerates are that literally distribute almost all the media. And then, of course, you have, if you look at, if you watch, I was at someone's place, oh, 3-4 weeks ago, and they're kind of normies, and they're watching, I don't know, some sports ball game or something, and they had like a Fox break-in or whatever, and it was like two or three commercials the whole time I was there that caught my attention were this, join the Army National Guard, you know, Marines, you know, family of whatever, you know, the war machine propaganda. And this mainstream media has been basically sucking off the nipple of the war machine probably since the war machine and media existed together, best I can tell.
And so part of this is the veterans, right? Like a lot of people who are pro-war get their parlance from supporting the troops, right?
Yeah.
And every time we get on the air and we say that veterans are basically people who have been tricked into supporting, basically being, people that are accepting paychecks in order to go and do the bidding of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. You say that, and then the phones light up. Everybody's mad. Oh, the veterans, right? I have an article here that perhaps will give you some level of vindication for me if you feel that way about my position. So it's from thenewrepublic.com, and it says here, from the New Republic, most veterans say America's wars are a waste. No one is listening to them. If you support the wars and you support the veterans, you are at odds with yourself. You have a dichotomous position. The veterans are of the opinion that we should stop sending young people to die in pointless wars.
That's why so many veterans supported Ron Paul. I think veterans were the largest support group of Ron Paul, largest donors.
But chicken hawks hated Ron Paul.
Oh, absolutely.
People who wanted other people to fight their wars hated them. Those are the people that don't support the vets. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
What we're talking about is this article from the New Republic that says that most veterans say America's wars are a waste and that nobody is listening to the veterans that they claim to support.
Well, there are people listening, but those voices don't have multi-million dollar you know, purses to an equipment. You know, they're not big mainstream media. They're not Clear Channel's not listening. Fox isn't listening.
I don't know what these major news organizations would have to benefit. What I would say is this, is that when I bring up the topic of foreign wars on the air and sort of the reality of the exploitation of young people to fight these foreign wars, because there are no wars without troops, okay? Like, forget it, ladies and gentlemen. It simply doesn't happen. The liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. will not fight their own wars. Generals do not, you know, fire rifles. That's just not done. I mean, you know, they may do a practice or something, but they're not fighting wars. Wars are fought by troops.
Poor people.
Yeah, the enlisted people. Yeah, you know, you'll find a lieutenant, you know, a captain, those sorts of things. They'll be out there in the battle. But basically, wars are fought by enlisted men. And if you don't have, you know, if you don't have this grist mill where we create mind-numbed, fooled people to go into the military, then you don't have these pointless wars that have been going on for 20 years. Now, you can come after me for saying the wars are pointless, but then you're coming after the vets too. And I'm going to read this finish reading this article here real quick, but I want to tell you about My Magic Mud before we do. One thing, it's probably hard to get My Magic Mud if you're overseas and as an enlisted person. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay that's clinically proven to whiten teeth. I use it regularly, and as a matter of fact, I use it about every 4 to 7 days. That's what's prescribed, or the suggested, as it were. And I believe that it gets my teeth cleaner than regular toothpaste. It feels like we've just finished having a tooth cleaning, more or less. And you can get this at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, Amazon. This is a mainstream product, and you can get it just about anywhere. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com and you use coupon code FTL20, then you can get it at 20% off, and it's not that much. It's basically a 6-month supply in one of their little tubs, and the 20% off, I think it's somewhere around $10, and that's a great deal. It's mymagicmud.com, coupon code FTL20. Mymagicmud.com, coupon code FTL20. So going on here, there's a widening gap between Washington's bipartisan militarism and veterans' bipartisan war skepticism. In spite of his confused account of U.S. history, his partisan snipes, his dictatorial posturing, Donald Trump's parading and speechifying in Washington on July 4th attempted to glom on to one of the last consensus issues in a broken American culture. We love to support our troops. We celebrate our history, our people, and our heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military. Trump told a crowd of mostly VIPs in the Lincoln Memorial.
I disagree with that. I mean, they're not defending the flag. What they're doing is they're securing heroin interests. They're helping to destabilize nations that, you know, don't want to use U.S. dollars. If anything, they're working for the bankers and big pharma, kind of all at the same time.
Let's not forget that when what was that quarterback's name? I've forgotten his name. The black guy that got in trouble for not
Kaepernick.
Yeah, Kaepernick. So when Colin Kaepernick decided to kneel during the anthem in order to protest perceived police violence against blacks in America,
right?
No one said, "Why don't you support our police officers?" They all said, "You're insulting the troops."
Yeah,
so the suggestion is that the troops and the flag are inexorably linked. And I think that there's something historically to that notion.
It's a media spin with the whole Kaepernick thing, because he wasn't, you know, bashing the troops or nothing. His problem
said nothing
was,
about him.
Was with the cops.
The reason he was kneeling was because a guy in the military suggested that that would be a better way to protest. He had previously just been sitting on the bench, and no one was really paying much attention to him. But when he knelt, it was more obvious that he did so.
Yep.
You know, there he is in line with everybody else, kneeling. And that caused more problems. But anyway, I will say that people tend to link the flag, and as a matter of fact, you know, here at the Republican meetings in Keene, New Hampshire, some people will stand for the flag and some people won't when they do the pledge. And, you know, I mean, that gets the people who want to do the pledge even more entrenched that we got to do the pledge. Why? Because we're veterans or we support the troops or whatever the reason is.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's almost always when you talk about these displays towards the flags, it's almost always about the troops. And so that's what the claim here is from the article that Donald Trump was trying to glom onto. And I would agree.
Hey, when I used to be in the Massachusetts Truck Pullers, which is a still functioning club, they have set up truck pulls all over Western Mass. You know, it's a lot of Western Mass rednecks and, you know, flag wavers, and they're all, you know, a lot of them are pro-military. Even the company that, out of the Berkshires that builds a Bearcat actually was one of the sponsors.
Yeah.
Until I became a board member, and I absolutely said we did not want their sponsorship. I forget what they're called, but I wish I could say their name. But anyway,
the Linco Bearcat.
Linco, exactly, yeah. They were out of Pittsfield, I think, or Lenox, Mass. But they, so they were one of the sponsors. I was like, no, we don't need their $200 that they want to give us to, you know, come show off their, you know, machine that's going to be used against Americans, you know, their Bearcat. And I would never stand for the flag, and I was a sled operator, and everybody could see me because, and people would come up to me and be like, what, you don't support our troops?
Right. I'm as like, though not standing for the flag has anything to do with the troops, but.
What are you talking about? I don't support empirism. I don't support the fact that, you know, I don't war. First off, I'm not a member of this religion called the United States. Just not.
And a lot of people don't consider, you know, they don't even consider it a religion. They consider it the water in which we swim, right? Like the patriotism in America is our atmosphere.
If you don't like it, go to Somalia.
Right. Why not go to Somalia? Yeah. Like if you don't like everything that I think about, you know, red, white, and blue, and a certain song and a certain little prayer to a graven image. If you don't think of those things the same way I do, then, well, by God, go to Somalia. Go to the worst place on the planet because you disagree with me.
And 20 years ago, I was carrying the American flag on a horse in parades often.
I have had at one point a 76 Eldorado convertible, 1976, the bicentennial of the United States, and it was bedecked. It was red, and it was bedecked in red, white, and blue. I, you know, after 9/11, I had two flags flying off my car supporting the United States. And it's not that, you know, like I particularly have a problem with red, white, and blue or flags or any of these things. It's that the symbolism itself gives power to the politicians. That's the conclusion I've come to. And that's what I'm trying to portray by reading this article is that, you know, like you cannot support the flag, to my mind. You cannot support the pledge. You cannot support the anthem. You can't support these things without giving power to the politicians themselves because they drape themselves in it. They'll kill your kids over it.
Because of their lust for power is why your kids are dying
right
overseas.
If it was their lust, you know, like, I don't want to worship their lust for power. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail? Not in a real jail, but a virtual jail because of your job, your stressful business, or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower cost prescription drugs from Canada.
If you can present a plan of how you can bring drugs in from Canadian pharmacies and the Canadian distribution system, we're open.
During a call with reporters on Wednesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they will approve of them in a way that will be safe for the consumer. President Trump isn't thrilled by the rate cut announced by the Fed Reserve. The president tweeted that Fed Chair Jerome Powell let us down by announcing a quarter-point rate hike today. Powell explains his decision to reporters.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty, to help offset the effects these factors are currently having on the economy.
And Wall Street's reaction? Investors are disappointed as the Dow lost 334 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And if you have your own business, whether it's online or bricks and mortar, or you go to people's houses, whatever it is that you might do, check out helpmetakebitcoin.com. Because if you do, you'll find a way to reach new customers. And that's what everybody wants. If you accept cryptocurrency at your business, at least in my experience, new people who otherwise would not have frequented your business will start hunting you down and finding you. Now, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but I live here in, you know, cute little Keene, New Hampshire. And I've gone to businesses that I would not go to otherwise because they accept cryptocurrency. And that's a nice thing to have when it comes to your business. So helpmetakebitcoin.com will walk you through. It's like a 5-minute process, tops. There's no sign up. The sign up is easy. There's no ID, no verification, no paperwork, none of that stuff that goes in with, say, taking credit cards. It's easy. It's point of sale, and they make it possible for you to accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and so many more. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You can use it Android, iOS, whatever you need to do. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There's a mom-and-pop gas station here in New Hampshire right down the road from my house, and I convinced them to kind of start taking Bitcoin for their products. And what it is the two kids, they're like in their 30s. They're part owners of the gas station, and if they're there, they'll take Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash for gas or for pizza or whatever. And actually what had happened a couple of mornings ago, I went in there, and the one guy, Trevor's his name, had just shown up, and I heard his mom say to him, Some man was in here wanted to buy gas with Bitcoin, and I told him I didn't know how that worked, and he'd have to come in when my son's here, and he left.
So he didn't buy.
He didn't buy.
Right.
And she was like, darn, you know, could have sold some gas and coffee or whatever,
right.
You know, and it was. But
she was feeling a little fussy because now she's lost a sale that she actually knew she lost.
Right.
As opposed to being in a business where, you know, you're losing sales. If you have a business right now and you're not accepting cryptocurrency, you're losing sales. You don't know how many because somebody's not coming in and calling you up and saying, oh, you take crypto? Well, no. Okay, bye. Click. You know, you're not seeing that.
So. And so he's like, yeah, I said, my mom wants to know about it now. She's asking questions. So it's progressing, which is awesome.
But that's the idea. So going back to this article from the New Republic, and I want to, you know, one of the reasons I want to read this article that most veterans say America's wars are a waste and no one's listening to them is because these are the kind of things we've been saying on Free Talk Live for a long time. And we get called all kinds of names for it. But if you're a veteran, mind you, it doesn't make a difference that somewhere like 33% of our hosts are veterans. It doesn't make a difference that that's the case. It's that, you know, we're America haters, right? And by the way, what I've seen is that if you're a veteran, then the next question is, are you a combat veteran? Like, it just keeps on ramping up. Now, not many people can say much to Silver Dave, who's a Green Beret, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, they can't say much to him.
Or Adam Kokesh.
Well, but Kokesh is, he's not a host of the show, but he's certainly been on here.
Okay, yeah, he's been on, right.
So the Long War that began on September the 11th, 2001, added to veterans' already outsized role in American narrative. Worship of military service has become an indispensable cog in every politician and corporation's endearment strategy. And this is one of the things I think about the flag. This is a cheap way of virtue signaling. You got a flag hanging outside, and, you know, 90% of people agree that's a good idea to have a flag. Why not? Now, to me, it's just like, oh, in case I forget which country I'm in, thank God they've got these flags all over the place.
My favorite is when I see the Gadsden flag right above the American flag or when it's like a sticker on a car,
cop flag
and it's the American flag with the thin blue line. So it's like, don't tread on me, but I support those who are going to, you know, tread mostly on Americans. And that would be the police in that particular.
So on the actual subject of war, almost no one in mainstream politics is actually listening to the troops. That's the main takeaway from the Pew Research Center's latest rolling poll of U.S. veterans. Pew Research Center, not exactly a marginal research organization.
What do they do anyways? I mean, I've heard it before. I'm not even sure what it is. Is it just some government-financed think tank?
No, Pew is an organization that sells research to businesses and stuff like that, some of them being news, in which majorities, of former troops said that the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria were not worth fighting. The gaps between approval and disapproval were not even close to the poll's 3.9% margin of error. Barely a third of veterans considered any of these conflicts worthwhile. Ladies and gentlemen, barely a third of veterans, the people that you hope to support in supporting these conflicts for so often, that we have so often and for so long, want them.
During the 07, I met a lot of veterans. A lot of them were still active that through the Ron Paul campaigns. I was very active with a lot of Ron Paulers in Western Mass. And I went to meetings, a couple meetings a week sometimes on these Ron Paul campaigns. And I would probably say nearly half of those folks were actually current military or former military. And a lot of the current guys were like, yeah, basically what's going on in these Afghanistan and Iraq is nonsense. Their enemy is not there. We're just harassing people or we're wasting money is what these guys would tell me.
So here's a quote from the Pew's article. So there's the New Republic's article. This is a quote within the article. Among veterans, 64% say the war in Iraq was not worth fighting, considering the costs versus the benefits to the United States, while 33% say that it is. The general public's view are nearly identical. 62% of Americans overall say the Iraq war wasn't worth it, and 32% say it was. Similarly, majorities of both veterans, 58% and the public, 59%, say the war in Afghanistan was not worth fighting. About 4 in 10 or fewer say it was worth fighting, and veterans who served in either Iraq or Afghanistan are no more supportive of these engagements than those who did not serve in these wars, and views did not differ based on rank or combat experience. So if this doesn't lay it all out, I don't know what does. Now, I will admit, when the Afghanistan war sort of started, the idea was to go in and hunt down Osama bin Laden. I don't know if I was really on board, but I kind of saw the point. I believe I was tricked in that one. I think Bush could have negotiated with the Taliban. Like, there wasn't much negotiation that went on. It was basically like, you give us what we want. And the Taliban's like, you got any proof he did whatever he did? And the United States is like, we don't need proof. We're the United States. Get out of it. You either give us what we want or we're going to blow you up. I'm like, we don't have what you want. He's out in the there.
I just believe that whatever mainstream media is saying pretty much my entire life is an absolute lie. You know, I don't even believe they found Osama bin Laden. I don't believe they dumped his body in the ocean. His soul sealed.
They sure made it
difficult
to believe. I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I don't know whether it happened or not. They made it difficult to believe. Now here's every opportunity to display this body for people to see or whatever. I mean, here's this big prize, but instead you dump it off in the water, and then everybody, all the talking heads say, oh, yes, we support this.
Dump it in the water like somebody could just go get it if you dumped it in the water.
Well, I'm sure they dumped it deep enough.
Or yeah, made it sink.
I bet the Navy's pretty good at burials at sea at this point.
Yeah, they probably have battleships around it so nobody could come over there. I believe it was all nonsense. And when it comes to media, it's kind of like reading statutes. You got to really pay attention to what's not being said rather than what's being said. Because they all have an agenda, and they're all just spoon-fed what to say by someone, I don't know who.
Now, there is a variation in certain types of vets. I'm going to tell you about that here in a moment. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you call in here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about this article from the New Republic that's addressing what veterans actually think about the conflicts that they've been through, the recent past sort of conflicts, because, well, you know, I think the veterans' opinions on things like Vietnam are pretty much settled. You know,
the thing is that, like, a lot of the declassified stuff that came out about Vietnam and Korean War, like the Gulf of Tonkin, and we didn't have the information superhighway back in the 70s that we have today, so now we're finding out pretty much real time what's really going on, because, you know, guys can literally email people from overseas or maybe shoot photos back or something, and you got just reporters on the ground everywhere, you know, even the folks whose, you know, towns and villages are being occupied. I mean, you know, like the Bradley Manning stuff, that never would have, those videos never would have gotten distributed from during Korean War or Vietnam War.
The playbook appears to be, well, yeah, that war was bad, but this one is righteous. Over and over again, that seems to be the position that is taken. I think that Americans are becoming tired of that position. Now, I don't know if they'll remain tired of it. Hopefully, communication continues to get better.
And the fact that the wars are so condensed, because literally, you know, since what was 80-something was when Desert Storm started, like 87-ish?
Nah, I think it was before that, but all right.
Was it before? Maybe 85?
It was the first Gulf War.
That was Desert Storm, right?
Persian Gulf conflict and something. Yeah, some stuff.
So, and then it's been, and that's really never stopped. I mean, ever since, you know, as far as I can tell, I was a little kid, I remember I was in second or first grade or third grade or something when they were talking about price of fuel getting expensive, heat and oil. There was people who were having a hard time buying heat and oil for their houses, I remember. And I can remember my dad, who was always trucking, was really whining about, you know, fuel
the cost of fuel,
40-50%. And the perpetual war, the first I learned about war, and just in my lifetime, and I just turned 40, has been ongoing. It's been one conflict right after another that I can remember my entire life of, just that I can remember.
So here we have the only meaningful variations that pollsters found among vets. So vets all agree, like it's basically two-thirds of vets whether, you know, whatever, basically say Afghanistan,
yeah,
Iraq.
Yeah, they polled, because they never polled them all, but yeah.
Certainly. The poll vets find that Afghanistan, Iraq, all these places, that there was no point, there was a waste of time going into these wars. Two-thirds, more or less. Now, there was a difference, though, based on party identification. Republican-identifying veterans were likelier to approve of the wars, but even a majority of those GOP vets now say that the wars were not worth waging. So
you can't unsee what you see when you're in active duty and you see all the waste and everything going on. I mean, even guys who stay stateside, just based on the resources and what's going on and what they're hearing from the other guys, start to get a negative opinion of it.
Right. There's simply no mainstream bloc among politicians of any party that seems interested in heeding the majority opinion. On a rare bout of consistency between 2011 and 2017, private citizen Trump beat a loud drum for withdrawal from Afghanistan after President Barack Obama, who had campaigned on ending the Iraq war, approved an Afghanistan troop surge. So, you know, maybe Trump's decision was based on Obama, whom he did not seem to be a very good fan of, anyway, and laid the groundwork for the U.S. involvement in Syria against ISIS. But unlike Obama, Trump, as president, has ended up deepening the U.S. commitments in Afghanistan as well as adding troops in Syria. Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, an Iraq veteran, earned plaudits from doves, I guess that's what I am, and isolationists. There certainly are isolationists, and they probably would applaud her, for pushing an anti-war line in the last month's Democratic presidential debates, and ended up as the debate's most searched candidate on Google. So mainstream media out that Tulsi Gabbard is the most searched person on Google, and what do? They put out hit pieces on her.
Right, because they can't ignore her anymore like they did with Ron Paul.
So here's, I don't think that the mainstream media has a horse in the race, Jay, but I will say this. The people that own the mainstream media, and I don't mean just own it, but, you know, the advertisers and the ones that really make the difference.
The handlers of mainstream media.
So one thing, just to make a point, make this point a little finer, is that basically if you want your movie to have, you know, tanks or something in it, you have to do what the United States military wants in the movie. Top Gun, I mean, wonder how many people signed up for to be a Navy pilot because of Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, that
that one worked.
When I was a young kid, I remember that movie came out. I was, like, in elementary school or something, and, like, a lot of my buddies wanted to be a Top Gun pilot.
Sure. And, you know, there's a new one coming out, by the way. Top Gun Maverick is coming out, I think, next year. So that should be interesting. I like Tom Cruise. Think he's a great actor. I like to see jets in movies as much as anybody. I'm interested in this. What we've also found out, Free Talk Live has found out, and read the articles here on the air, is that movies that don't even have tanks and airplanes and stuff in it, for some reason, they're going to get approval from the United States military for things.
Well, they also get funding. There are some movies that I have seen at the credits. It'll say, like, you know, funding Department of Georgia something, funding U.S. Department of Defense, mm-hmm. you know, to have some little military emblem or something on it.
And, you know, for some, and then consider this. If you're a big executive at a movie company, well, you basically can't have an anti-war movie, because then your other movies won't get the funding. So there's this whole big mess. So I don't know why Tulsi Gabbard is getting all these hit pieces written about her, but I think it's interesting. And I think that everybody should pay just a little more attention to her as a result. I'm not claiming that Tulsi Gabbard's a libertarian. Tulsi Gabbard is not a libertarian, but it's interesting to see what happens when a candidate takes a marginal anti-war position, what happens to them?
It looks like there's a lot of Tulsi support here in New Hampshire. Yesterday morning in Concord, I was out there early in the morning, and one of the big intersections had four or five people on each corner wearing waving Tulsi signs. And then for weeks now, I've been seeing Tulsi signs popping up everywhere in people's yards.
And, here's my thought on Tulsi Gabbard. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a Democratic nominee for President of the United States of America sometime in the near future.
Yep.
It's going to happen in 2020, which is just around the corner. And I don't care whether you're happy about it or unhappy about it. I don't care if you intend to vote or don't intend to vote. I don't care about any of that. What I'm saying is it's going to happen. There will be one. And that person is very, very likely to be what you identify as a socialist. Because that's what one of the complaints that the libertarians will say about Tulsi Gabbard.
They're pretty much all socialists, though.
She's a socialist. Well, duh. I mean, take a look at Sanders, Warren, Booker, right. I mean, these are different flavors of socialists, different varying shades of pink, as far as I'm concerned, you know. Sanders, he's basically bright red. Biden, he's a chartreuse. He's a mauve. Whatever. There's just different shades of commie here.
I'm hoping it's Joe Biden because I really want to just be able to troll him with Vermin Supreme. I mean, if he comes over and starts petting a mane on my pony, I'm going to let him do it, maybe encourage him to do it so Vermin Supreme can start, you know, basically cursing him out for, you know, touching our 10-year-old pony on a mane like that.
That's hilarious.
Creepy Joe stuff.
So, would I like to see Tulsi Gabbard win the Democratic nomination for president? Yes. Yes, I would. I would like to see an anti-war candidate on the general ballot. And would I vote for? I don't know. I don't care.
Well, here's the way.
I know that the reality is that we're going to have a president is going to be elected or reelected on November the whatever, the first week of November, the first Tuesday of November. There is going to be somebody elected president of the United States. You can bury your head in the sand. You can talk about how voting is violence or whatever the hell you want to talk about, whatever nonsense you want to dribble. But there's going to be one, and whatever support you choose to give today, because the candidates that stay in the race, the candidate that wins the Democratic nomination is the one that stays in the race. And the one that stays in the race is the one that's funded at this point. Votes don't matter. Money matters.
If we get an actual anti-war socialistic president in there. Now, Bernie Sanders is not anti-war. He supported war consistently.
He supported the F-35 to the tune of like $1 trillion.
He supports war consistently. He supports sanctions. But that is one of the things I feel the president probably can actually do if they're not worried about much blowback and if they're really, truly anti-war. They can shut the war machine off, but a socialist president is not going to be able to drive his country into socialism. So it's going to be too much with the legislature and just...
Right, the president is the commander-in-chief, but he is not chief lawmaker.
But they can shut the war off.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.